John Marin's award-winning play, Old Wicked Songs, was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize in 1996 and has been performed around the world. On this week's News and Views, we consider a new production of the drama that explores the power of music to bridge differences. One story is that told by Schumann's Dichterliebe, a song cycle set to the poetry of Heinrich Heine. The music starts the play, ends the play, and is woven throughout.
It's the story of a man who falls in love and then loses his love and how he deals with grief.
Playwright John Marins has set against this music another tale of two men. One, a famous young American pianist who has burned out at the tender age of 25.
And he goes and he studies in Vienna with this very difficult, eccentric music professor who he's hoping is going to give him the gift of music back.
The relationship between the two men, however, is rocky from the beginning. Young Stephen Hoffman, played in this production by David Kenner, comes to Vienna to study piano with the head of the university music department, Professor Schiller. Instead, he finds himself face-to-face with Professor Joseph Moschkon, played by Keith Baker, who intends to give him lessons of a different sort.
So, grüß Gott, Stephen Hoffman.
Grüß Gott, Professor Schiller.
Oh, nein, Professor Moschkon.
What?
To study piano accompaniment with Herr Schiller, you must first study singing with me for 3 months, to understand how the singer feels. These are Professor Schiller's instructions. He must have told you.
He said something about me learning to be respectful of singers, but I was certain I had talked him out of it. When he told me to report to room 315, I assumed it was his studio. I'm not a singer. I play the piano.
On the next News and Views, the young pianist and the professor work on the music of Robert Schumann. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. John Marin's play, Old Wicked Songs, uses a song cycle of composer Robert Schumann to explore the power of music to bridge differences. On this week's News and Views, we consider a new production at the Bristol Riverside Theater, which the playwright directs. The play tells the story of two men of different ages, backgrounds, and cultures who both seem stuck. Actor David Kenner plays 25-year-old American piano prodigy Stephen Hoffman.
He's famous, and then he kind of loses it. He can't find his way anymore. He doesn't know why he's doing what he's doing.
The teacher he studies with, Professor Moschkon, has also lost his way, falling prey to drinking and darker moments. He's lost his teaching position, and now, says actor Keith Baker, he sees a chance to get it back.
He wants to teach well. Music is what gives him life. He wants an opportunity to show what he can do. He's been given that, and he's determined to prove himself.
But it's not going to be easy.
From the top.
Im Wun.
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 Lighter. Rounder. Wun.
Wun.
Again.
Wun, 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 wun!
Wunderschönen!
Im Wun.
As the lessons progress and the days go by, music becomes the vehicle for the two men to relate.
Im wunderschönen Monat Mai.
Sing along. Alles, still hesitant.
The music is central to the uncovering, the revealing of their separate secrets and lives and anguishes and hurts and pains. The music is what evokes all of that.
On the next News and Views, discovery through music for characters and the playwright. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. The story in John Marin's award-winning play, Old Wicked Songs, is interwoven with the music from Dichterliebe, a song cycle by Robert Schumann. On this week's News and Views, we consider a new production of the drama that explores the power of music to bridge differences. Playwright John Marin's originally had only 4 pieces from the song cycle in the work. But then a friend, actor David Hyde Pierce, also known as Dr. Niles Crane in the TV series Frasier, did a first reading.
David was a classical pianist originally at Yale before he decided to switch to acting. And so when he read the play out loud, he went over and played all the music. And as he did, I suddenly realized that it was the music that was elevating the play to another level.
The music, says Marins, set to poetry, is like another character with its own dramatic arc.
Heinrich Heine wrote these angry young man poems. The beauty of it is that Schumann then arranged these songs in a way that has a real emotional build to it.
Old Wicked Songs tells the story of a famous young American pianist and the European professor who helps him rekindle his musical gift. When they're not making music, and sometimes in the midst of it, they banter. With often humorous dialogue, the two men debate everything from politics to posture, from architecture to art, and whether romance has anything to do with the way one plays the piano. Actor David Kenner, who plays the young pianist, says the humor amidst the tension is true to life.
That's what we all do. Even when you're in the toughest times, it's the joy and the sadness at the same time.
The events of 1980s Vienna, including the election of Kurt Waldheim as president of Austria, provide political context. Themes of Jewish identity and anti-Semitism are undercurrents in the unfolding story. Playwright Marins finds that directing his play nearly 15 years after he wrote it is prompting new insights.
A lot of the play is about secrets, and I sort of play with that a lot more.
Old Wicked Songs is at the Bristol Riverside Theater through December 5th. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.